Blog Talk Radio.
That has been a faithful listener. God see all that he knows about.
and he's been writing it down in his itinerary to open it up one day. And when you open that book, that will be another book. That will be the book of life. And God will reveal to us the good and the bad that has been done in this body. So I just thank those of you that were able to tune in, like I said, on tonight. And so before we go into any further preliminaries, we're going to stop right now. And we're going to honor the one and the only, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. I just get chills when I call his name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. My Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer. I call him. He's the love of my life. He's the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah. And I find in him a resting place. Hallelujah. So right now, I would ask those of you that will bow your beautiful heads around this globe. And let's honor God that has been so good to us. He ushered us on into a year that wasn't even promised to us. It wasn't owed to us. We couldn't buy it. If we had all the money in China, we could not buy it. But it was God's good grace and mercy that he bestowed on each and every one of us. And so that's the least we can do is to bow our heads and give God honor and glory and praise on tonight. So we're going to go into prayer right now. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on tonight. Of your sovereignty and your love, amen. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, claiming us together in unity once again around this vessel. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. We know that this place is not our home, but you have prepared in wait a mansion for those that are living according to your will and according to your command. But until you come that one historic day to rapture your saints away, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this bad land. And I'm asking you, O Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of prayer tonight to bring a ream of words to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sin. I'm asking you, God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the penitentiary of your soul tonight, of their souls, I'm sorry. And Father, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' righteous name, I pray. And we as in unity, pilgrims of God, shall say amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God once again and again and again and again to come before these airwaves with the word of truth straight out of the mouth of God. It is not Overseer Ward gospel, but it's God's gospel. From Genesis through its beginning, through its ending of Revelation. And I tell you, I just thank God for this opportunity, for this podium, for this stage, for this time, this era, this moment, this second, to be able to come before you with thanksgiving of our God who's been so gracious to us. God's been better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. And I just thank him for allowing me this opportunity, for putting trust in me to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but will gladly state God's commands and his promises. And not only his promises, but also the things that God said that he would do, his miraculous healings and events, and even the things that God said that he would do in our lives. So we just thank God, and I thank God for this opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all of you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight. I just thank God for you because, as our Father states, every time the opportunity presents itself, I want you to know, as a long and faithful listener, God, thank you, and Overseer Ward, thank you as well. And to God's grace unto you, you and you, I just thank you because you helped to make the Old Ship of Zion the program that it has become today. And I just thank God because with your help, I've been able to meet, to just reach thousands of people across these areas. And I thank God because God gets the glory and the honor, and I get the opportunity to give him praise. And I just thank you on tonight. All of our gracious family, church extended family, kinship family, supporters, and believers that believe in the divine word of God. You believe that God's word is true. You stand on the word of God. You eat the word of God. You live on the word of God. And you know that his word is true. For God's word tell us that before any job, J-O-T, of God's word come back void, heaven and earth will pass away. Meaning that it will pass on into the ocean, into the sea. But we know that God's word will not return back void. But his word is not only life, but his word is truth. And you can stake your life up against God's word. And you will find it has been tested, and it has been tried. And not only that, but it has been proven to do what it said that it would do. And I'm a living witness that God has worked so many miracles, miraculous miracles and events in my life. I don't have time to tell them all. But I come to share the good news of Jesus Christ for those of you that have a burning ear for the word of God. And the word of God in its entirety and in its truth. I thank you and I salute you on tonight. Hallelujah. I just thank you. And so we're going to go on into our program because we know that time is of an essence. And we know that time now has been well spent. And our sermon on tonight, the title of our sermon, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, God. I love you, Father God. Not because of what you do, but because of who you are. There's no one like you. Hallelujah. The title of our sermon on tonight, The Birth of True Hope. And our key scripture is coming from the law of 1 Peter 1 and 3. And it reads like this. God has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And that is found in the law of 1 Peter 1 and 3. And I just want to share something with you. The morning after my mother died, I was reading the Bible and talking to the Lord about my sadness. The Bible in 1 year reading for that day was John 6. When I came to the verse 39, the Lord whispered comfort to my sad heart. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And I am comforted in knowing that my mother's spirit was with the Lord already, but I knew, hallelujah, that one day she would be raised and given a new body. As I continue reading, I noticed three other times in John 6 that Jesus said he would raise his people from the dead at the last day. He was repeating this truth to those who were listening long ago as well as to my heart that day. We know that our hope of resurrection will be realized when Jesus returns in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. Hallelujah. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will raise incorruptible and we shall be changed. That's found in the law of 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. After the resurrection, believers in Jesus will receive their new body and rewards for their faithful service. Read in the law of 1 Corinthians 3 and 12, and then 15 and 2. Corinthians 5 and 9 through 11. And we know that the resurrection is the living hope of the Christian. And I'd like to ask those of you that are out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight, do you have that hope? Jesus rose and conquered death. He robbed it of its fear and power. And one day, he'll return to earth, though we know not the day nor hour. And the risen Christ will come from heaven to take his own to heaven. And despite much debate and discussion, we know that some scholars have not reached a consensus on the meaning of this glorious Masonic oracle. Some suggest that Isaiah envisioned some living monarch when he penned these words. Others propose that he had in mind the occasion of a coronation. Still others think he's clearly envisioned some distant divine event. We know that this debate was standing the Christian church. Read this passage and see in it the gift of God love in Jesus Christ. God pledge of hope to his children. We know that the Christian hope is guaranteed by Christ's life, Christ's death, and Christ's resurrection. This passage teaches us that the Christian hope is not in vain. In these verses, we see the fulfillment of the hope where darkness was dominated, life springs forth. Where death has dominion, life comes forth. Where no hope exists, hope now appears. In contrast, wishful thinking. Christian hope is true hope. It is hope founded on God's strength and character. He can never, hallelujah, fail. But he is faithful to his promise. Apart from God, we have no hope. But with God, hallelujah, all things are possible. And I'm here to bring you good courage on tonight. You that look like there's no hope for you. Everything is going wrong in your life. Your marriage is on the verge of divorce. Your job, you don't know if you're going to have a job. Your children are going astray and look like nothing is going right in your life. But I want you to know that you can look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God can give you that new hope that you're searching for. And I'm here to tell you that the Christian hope is sure. And we know that in the law of Isaiah 9 and 1 through 7, Isaiah writes in the past tense. He writes as though the future has already happened. His confidence in God allowed him to place the light of future hope in immediate proximity to the agony of present darkness. Not because it would happen immediately, not because it was immediately evident to the eye of his faith. He experienced faith as the writer of Hebrews proceeded. faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's read in the law of Hebrews 11 and 1. And I'd like to tell you that those of us who hope are in Christ and are walking in the darkness of this world, problems, trials, and tribulations, see the light ahead and are sustained by hope. For as certain as the dawning of a new day brings forth light that drives away darkness, so does the birth of the Christ child drive away the darkness of despair. I want to encourage your heart on tonight. I want you to take hope. Take a hand of hope. Take hope to that rope of hope. And we know that God can strengthen you where you're weak. God can bring gladness where there are sadness. God can bring love where there's hatred. God can be a mother for the motherless. God can be a father for the fatherless. God can be a child for the childless. God can be a comforter in a time of despair. God can be the light where there's darkness in your life. And I want you to just reach out and grab a hold of hope tonight. And our sermon entitled tonight was The Birth of True Hope. Hallelujah. We know that we can find hope in Jesus when we can't find hope nowhere else. We can't put hope in the government system. When we can't put hope in our spouses. When we can't put hope in our parents. When we can't put hope in our children. When we can't put hope in our co-workers. When we can't put hope in our friends. There's one place we can find hope. And that hope, my friend, lies in Jesus. Jesus is our hope. That's why we are living the life of Christ, because we can live to see that blessed hope that one day God will come and he will bust through that cloud, him and his archangels. And he said that the trumpet will sound and those that are asleep in Christ, those of us that have lost loved ones, those of you that are lost parents, that are lost spouses, husbands and wives, and I am a widow, I've lost my husband. I have lost my parents, my mother and my father. I've lost my siblings, my sisters and my brothers. I've lost cousins. I've lost friends that was close and dear to my heart. And those of us that are asleep in Christ, it's going to rise first at the sound of the trumpet. God's word said those that are dead in Christ shall rise first. And so, when all else fails, I'm encouraging you to give God, who is the hope of our salvation, give him a try. And I'm here to tell you, you will be glad that you did. That will be the best thing that one could ever make in his life. It's a commitment, lifetime work of Christ. A believer in Christ. A stewardess in Christ. Standing on God's word. You can be assured that God will carry us safely through. He said that in this life, we shall have trials and we shall have tribulation. But God guaranteed us that he would carry us and see us through them all. So you don't have to worry about where you're going to sleep, how you're going to pay your rent, how you're going to pay your mom, how you're going to pay your car note, how you're going to pays a child intuition, school intuition.
You're not a man that you should.
You don't have to worry about none of those things. All you got to do is put your trust and your hope in Jesus. For he has the answers to all of your mind-boggling questions that you might have. I'm encouraging you to go into your secret closet, wherever it might be. If it's sitting in your closet, sitting in your room, sitting in your living room area, in your kitchen, wherever that you find your resting place to be, go down in prayer and consult God. Tell him that you're sorrowful for your sins. Tell him that you want him to be your Lord and Savior throughout the remaining of your life. And invite him into your life. Tell him that you're sorry for all your sins, and God will forgive you immediately. God will put all your past and present sins into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. And at that moment, God will welcome you into his vineyard, into his priesthood of discipleship. And you can search out your church home that are preaching the divine word of truth as you know it to be. And yet, under that fellowship of that church, and get edification of what God wants you to do for him. And I tell you, your life will never be the same. There will be a change of demeanor instantly once you accept God into your life as your Lord and Savior. The old you is put away with, and God has placed on you a new and improved you. Things that you used to do, you don't have a desire to do those things anymore. Places you used to go, you don't have a desire to go there anymore. The language in which you used to speak, God will give you a new vocabulary, and you will be speaking new and fresher words, mannerisms. I'm just encouraging you tonight to, when all else fails, give God a try. And he will make you proud. God will do you proud every time. I'm a living witness. I thank God for reaching down in the miry clay one day, pulling me out the miry clay, pulling me out all the mud and the dirt, and washing me off with his soap, with his cleaning agent, and cleaning me up. And now I'm a new vessel. Hallelujah. God can do the same thing for you and you and you. Just give him a try. Because all that the satanic spirit is wanting to do is to destroy you, to rob you of your soul salvation. But you have an opportunity tonight to regain your place in the book of life. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, if you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. We're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Make your correspondence attention to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1500, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We'll let the music conclude the end of this program. May God bless you. Bye for now.
I'm not ashamed to declare. No one else can touch my heart.
Couldn't find it in Buddha, no, Lord Jesus. Couldn't find it in Krishna. Couldn't find it in sun, young moon, Lord Jesus. Nobody else like you. Nobody else like you. You're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you would dare be. You spoke it, it's gonna happen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said it's gonna be, Lord. I believe you, Jesus. I trust in your word. I live by your word, Jesus. There is none, 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 oh, there is none like you. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're the Almighty God. Yes, you are.